Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, August 27, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. A mass shooting at a video gaming tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. Also on the Monday rundown, Utah's anti-discrimination law does not cover gay people, Oregon youth asking questions in the gubernatorial debate, and an addiction expert tells us alcohol is just as dangerous as opiates. First, our top story, a mass shooting Sunday at a popular video gaming tournament in Jacksonville left 3 people dead, including the alleged gunman. Also sent at least 11 people to the hospital with injuries, that from the Daily Beast. They report no motive has been released, but the Jacksonville sheriff said the police have determined the shooter, 24-year-old David Katz from Baltimore, used a handgun in the shooting and is believed to be the only shooter. The Daily Beast adds the shooting, which was caught on a live video stream, took place around 1:30 at the Madden NFL Tournament Regional Qualifier, an annual football tournament in which players compete to play in a national competition in Las Vegas. Utah's Attorney General this week joined attorneys general from 12 other states and 3 governors, filing an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court. They're arguing that the U.S. anti-discrimination laws do not include protection for people who identify as LGBTQ. More on the story from Catherine Davis Young.
Only 3 years ago, the Utah Senate voted with a large majority to outlaw discrimination based on gender identity or sexual orientation in the state. So Chase Thomas with the Alliance for a Better Utah says it's especially surprising that Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes would sign on to this amicus brief that argues against similar protections on a federal level.
All we know is that we're extremely disappointed that he took this affirmative action to sign on to this amicus brief. It's not like he had to. There's a bunch of attorneys general across the country who didn't, but he chose to do that for some reason.
The amicus brief was filed in response to a transgender woman's discrimination suit against her former employer. Title VII, established as part of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, protects Americans from discrimination on the basis of race, religion, national origin, or sex. Signatories of the amicus brief argue that sex does not cover gender identity or sexual orientation.
Young people in Oregon will take the reins in the state's first gubernatorial debate this October. Eric Tegedoff reports it will be the first time children and young people got a forum for candidates.
The debate will be hosted by Children First for Oregon, Portland television station Coin 6, and Pamplin Media Group, and broadcast live, along with Governor Kate Brown and her Republican challenger Newt Bueller. Independent Party of Oregon candidate Patrick Starnes also has been invited. Head of Children First for Oregon, Tanya Hunt, hopes questions from Oregon's kids will make for a civil debate.
So that the young people can really see that high-caliber civic conversation that we all need to be having in our state, in our country. We think the young people are really going to bring that out for our candidates and for all of us as we join them in this event.
Hunt says young people are becoming more politically attuned and articulate, and this debate is meant to honor that. She says kids are affected by state-level decisions about issues such as education, economic security for families, and access to health care.
The debate for Oregon's future is set for October the 2nd. Children First for Oregon is accepting questions from young people and also has an application for those who would like to participate in the debate on its website, cffo.org. And Eric Galatis reports that Wyoming wants to extend pollution and waste reduction efforts that have been effective in the Upper Green River Basin to the rest of the state.
A new proposal would limit toxic emissions and methane leaks at oil and gas facilities. John Goldstein with the Environmental Defense Fund says the measure should improve air quality in the eastern part of the state, where more than 80% of current drilling is taking place. He says the move would also keep more natural gas, one of the state's primary exports, in the pipeline, which should add more royalties to the state's coffers.
Folks that have looked at this have found that as much as $96 million worth of natural gas is escaping due to these leaks and other forms of waste in Wyoming's oil and gas fields every year.
Wyoming has long been a leader in regulating industry. Rules established to clean up polluted air in the Pinedale region eventually were adopted by federal agencies.
A public hearing for Wyoming's proposal is set for September the 11th before the Air Quality Advisory Board in Casper. And finally, from a beer at a ball game to a wine tasting with friends, alcohol is a regular part of life for many Americans. However, some experts say the health risks of alcohol should not be taken lightly.
A new study reveals that alcohol use is responsible for almost 1 in 10 deaths among people ages 15 to 49 across the globe, and it concludes that the only safe level of drinking alcohol is not drinking at all. As a treatment consultant with American Addiction Centers, Joan Berger-Holt says she's seen how alcohol abuse can damage lives and believes it's just as serious a concern as the opioid crisis.
So the opiate, it's a snap of the finger. You can overdose just like that. Alcohol is a slow dying death. Alcohol is an equal crisis. It does not get equal attention.
According to the U.S. Surgeon General, about 88,000 deaths each year are attributed to an alcohol-related cause, more than twice the estimated number of opioid overdose deaths. This is Mary Sherman reporting.
The only protective effect of alcohol the study found was reducing the risk of heart disease, but the authors concluded any small benefit did not outweigh the risk. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week, Newsin and Cruisin', with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.